This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
What's up, guys? Doing well. Just trying to get healthy as soon as possible.
All right, so how do you feel and how far along are you? And you confident about playing this week?
Good, yeah. You know, I'm getting better every day. You know, I think it's still day to day. So, you know, we'll figure that out and, you know, keep treating it every day and rehabbing it as much as possible. But, yeah, it's still day to day.
So when we last talked to you, you said about just getting to throw. So how close are you? Are you throwing? Or what are some of the things you're doing to get ready?
Yeah, I've been throwing. It's just, you know, slowly progressing. And, again, just, you know, try and, you know, to make sure that, you know, because there's a fine line between throwing too much and making sure that, you know, you're being cautious with it. So, you know, I'm just, you know, throwing as much as I can right now and, you know, just, again, just trying to rehab it, treat it, make sure that it's right, but also kind of pushing it to the limit to make sure that, you know, I can go out there and play the way I need to and, you know, give our team a good chance of winning.
It's still painful? Is it about pain management as well?
Yeah, you know, that's another discussion that, you know, I've been having with the doctors just about, you know, pain tolerance. And so, you know, I'm continuing to talk with them in terms of that. So just, you know, if it's pain tolerance or, you know, if I could, you know, have a risk of injury in the future if I continue to use it. So just, you know, continuing to talk to the doctors about that. And, you know, I think throughout, you know, the next, you know, few days or so, I feel like I'll get a little bit more clarity on that.
All right. Two games in which you're able to watch from afar. How would you analyze this offense right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're struggling. You know, I think it's just, we just got to execute. You know, players, we got to, you know, O-line's got to block better. Quarterback's got to, you know, play better, myself included, even before Joe stepped in. And, you know, running backs got to play better, receivers got to play better. I mean, it's just not good enough right now. And, you know, we got to do everything that we can to execute the plays called.
Now, since the last time we spoke, Sam, Le'Veon Bell was released, just pretty much given away, and he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. What are your thoughts on Lev's time here, and were you shocked that he was released?
Yeah, Lev was, I mean, he was a good player for us. You know, obviously it wasn't my decision. That's why the front office gets paid all that money to make decisions like that. You know, it's, you know, Adam and Joe and those guys in the front office believe that was a good decision for our team. So, you know, we have good guys in that room. You know, we have Frank Gore, P. Ryan's been doing a good job for us, stepping in, Ty Johnson as well. So, we got good guys in that room to be able to step up and make plays for us.
I'm wondering, though, Sam, after the game yesterday, Steve McClendon was traded. He's one of the captains, a really respected guy. Lev Bell's gone, Jamal Adams. Is that demoralizing to see all of these players, either well-respected or very talented, leave the room?
No, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the business that the NFL is. So, you know, again, those are decisions that are made, you know, by the GM and the head coach. So, you know, that's why those guys get paid so much money to make those decisions. And we believe that all those decisions that are made are in the best interest of the team.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you sense that Lev Bell was unhappy when he was here?
No, I think, you know, for him, he was always, you know, so great in the locker room and, you know, throughout practice and in the locker room during game day, he was always really good. I mean, you know, I just think, I'm not sure what happened, to be honest. You know, there's some behind the scenes stuff that I'm not sure of, and you know, again, can't really comment on that.
Well, how sick are you? I mean, I know we have a deal with you and you come on every week, but I mean, how sick are you of coming on here every week without being able to just talk about a win and some good things that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, obviously we'd like to win a football game, but then again, you guys got a job to do. I got a job to do. So, you know, it's just part of the deal. Obviously, I think even with losing, I think it'd be easier to come on here and talk if I was playing. I think that's another hard part is, you know, I'm not even playing. And, you know, but it is what it is, guys. I think, you know, our team, our coaches, the entire organization is doing everything that we can to win ball games. We're just coming up short every week so far. And again, you know, we have the right guys in the locker room and we have the right coaches to be able to put great game plans together. It's just up to us to be able to go out there and execute on Sundays.
Now, you've said that multiple times in the 6 weeks we've talked to you where it's a player issue. It's a player problem. The players have to play better. And I understand you're the type of person that isn't going to point fingers. But is it fair for us to question the coaching if the coaching is good enough? Because it can't all be on the players, Sam, can it?
I mean, you know, as a player, you know, we all look each other in the mirror and the coaches do the same thing. You know, we all look in the mirror and say, what can we do better? Because at the end of the day, the competitor in us, you know, we've all made it to the NFL. So we understand, you know, the ownership that it takes to get to this level. And coaches are doing their best to better themselves every single week, and so are the players. And again, as a player, it's about going out there and executing the plays that are called and executing the game plan. And that's it. And if you know, if players get caught up in other things, and then you just start worrying about the wrong things. And, you know, you don't want to do that because you go down a dark path.
The defensive coordinator of the Jets, Greg Williams, came out and said, you know, I know the numbers aren't good defensively, but there are other reasons for that as well, insinuating that the offense and the lack of ability to score and bad field position have also contributed to the defense not doing as well as they thought. A, were you surprised he said it? Seems like Adam Gase was and not happy. And B, does he have a point?
No, I mean, you know, for us as an offense, we got to do better. I think that's clear. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We just got to do better. And like I keep saying, every single week, we got to execute better.
Is this team together? I mean, how do you not feel down about what's going on? Do you worry about it becoming fractured between the defense and the offense and people starting to feel sorry for themselves?
No, this team's close. And, you know, that's why when we come away with, you know, all these losses, it's, you know, we look at ourselves in the mirror and I think, you know, everyone puts, you know, pressure on themselves sometimes because we have those type of guys in the locker room where everyone wants to do right and, you know, we want to win for each other. And, you know, I think sometimes we just got to go out there and forget about all that and just go out there and play the game that we know and love. And I think if we do that, we'll play a lot better and you know, we'll find ourselves winning ball games.
Sam, because you're still waiting to feel well enough to play and get back out there, in retrospect, and we've asked you this the week after, was it a mistake to go back in that game?
No. No, I don't believe so. Again, I think even for myself, like after I got hit, you know, that one time and I got injured, I didn't really get hit, you know, on that shoulder and didn't really land on it after that. So, you know, I really don't believe I got injured any further than I already had.
But you were throwing.
Yeah, exactly. So
did that hurt it worse?
No, I mean, you know, it hurt a little bit, you know, every time I threw it, but I don't think that it, you know, affected the AC joint, you know, any further. And that's what the doctors were saying. And, you know, that's just what I'm going to roll with. And I think, you know, for me, I'm always going to continue to move forward. And, you know, I really do believe it was a good decision for me to go back in there and try to win that game. You know, that's what I'm going to do every single time. If a doctor says that I'm good enough to go back out there, if I can handle the pain, I'm going to do it. You know, so that's just kind of my mindset. And that was my mindset at the time, and I don't regret it at all.
Now, excuse my ignorance. I don't know. Did you travel with the team to Miami? And if you didn't, is it awkward? You did travel with them.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering how awkward it was to watch on TV, but you obviously watched from the sideline, so is that weird?
No, I mean, you know, it is a different perspective, obviously, not being able to be out there on the field and, you know, actually feel the game for itself. And so it is different, but, you know, sometimes it's a good perspective to kind of have for a change, but at the end of the day, I mean, I want to be out there with my brothers playing football. So
now, can you lead from the sidelines? Can you lead when you're not in uniform?
I mean, I think there's certain ways that, you know, you can lead. You know, you can't necessarily be the guy, you know, talking to everyone and making sure everyone's on the same page. You know, that's, you know, the guy who's out there has to do that. So for me, I'm just asking questions of the guys what they're seeing and, you know, maybe communicating certain things that I might see out there or, you know, just trying to, you know, do as much as I can without doing too much, if that makes sense. So, you know, I just, if I'm on the sideline, I just try to help as much as I can. If I see anything, I let people know. And, you know, if a receiver did something that the coaches are kind of wondering about, I'll go up and ask that guy. But, you know, other than that, you know, I'm not doing too much in terms of, you know, leading as I normally would, you know, if I was playing.
Well, Sam, we thank you for coming on. Yeah. Hope you continue to heal and hope you play on Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.